So now we're holding by Ramban, which is quoted very often. It's a very, very famous Ramban. And it deals with something called, it's quoted as Ma'aseh Avosim Labanim. V'Rav Baretz. Hine, Avram Yard Mitzrayim Rav Logoshom Lachas Nafshiv Me'am Mitzores. Avram went to Mitzrayim because of the hunger, and he wanted to survive. But Mitzim Ashkel Sochinam Lakasas Yisho, the Mitzim tried to rob his wife from him. V'Kadosh Baruch Hu Nakam Nekmosim Negoim Gdolim V'Hitzir Misham V'Mikneh V'Kesev Zav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took revenge, exacted revenge for him, and took him out of Mitzrayim with gold and silver. Began Tzivul of Para Nashim Meshalchem. And he told Para people should escort him out. V'Ramazila. This is going to foreshadow. Kibonov Yerdu Mitzrayim Ifnei Arav Lagashom Baretz. His own children will go to Mitzrayim to escape hunger. The Mitzrim will harm them and take their women, like it says that, you know, leave the women over, meaning the men, the Egyptians will take them. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will exact vengeance and take them out with a lot of wealth. Everything that happened to Avram played itself out again to his children. This is really alluded to in Bereishis Rabbah. Reb Pinchas and Reisha Amav. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu Avram, say uchvoishes lefanecha. Kadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, go and capture the road ahead of your children, or go and pave the road ahead of your children. And you find actually that anything written by Avram is written by his children. Avram says, "We are Avarets," and Kli Yisrael says, "Shnatayim Arav." V'da ki Avram avinu chotech hadolah b'shgaga. So the first point that he's making over here is that anything that happened to others happened to the bottom. I'd like to try to explain that point a little bit. It works as follows. When something is called an av and a ben, a father and a child, what you really are talking about is the father. Instead of using the word father, let's say genes. So the genes are a code, and whatever is in the genes is expressed in the person that develops out of those genes. A father means that he sort of gives over a predetermined course which the child develops into. So others are not just they live before us, and it's just, you know, they lived in the year 2000, we live in the year 5000, and so on. Others are what they did is the potential of Kali Yisrael. It's the genetic material. And what they did as individuals, we then enact as a community, as a nation. So therefore, anything that the others did, we study very carefully to see what they did, because what they did, we're going to do. It's just like today, when, you know, part of a medical examination would be to study the family and the family history to find out what diseases are prevalent, and because whatever is there, it doesn't have to be on children, but very likely it'll be there. So that's the Maisa others having themselves a significance in that they are precursors for the children and what will happen to them. Then the Ramban adds something, which is his own point, but a very fascinating point. V'dai says, he did wrong by going to Mitzrayim, which is interesting because Yitzchak wanted to go to Mitzrayim and he was told not to. Avram was never told not to, but the Ramban says there was a mistake in that. So he says it's not going leaving out Yisrael, but it's putting his wife into a situation where either she allows herself to be taken by someone else or gets killed. So, if a hoyle liftech b'shem she'atzo oisiv sister eskala shaloi, k'yesh v'lokim koach la'atzo, he should have relied on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should have bitochen. Gam yitziyosim n'arach n'stavla v'tchum he'arav, leaving at Israel, that he had been told this is his land because of hunger, ovena she'chata, k'elekim b'rav yitermav, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu can redeem you in hunger as well. So this is why actually we went to Mitzrayim was because of Avraham Avinu's miscalculation. First, it's incredible that the Ramban points out a shortcoming where Chazal didn't, a shortcoming of the obvious. But what is more incredible is that the children and the children's children, in other words, we suffered because of that. So the whole going up to Mitzrayim, so even though Chazal have other reasons for it, Rambam points out this as being the problem. Okay, the next one is Rabbeinu Bechaya. It says, Kum hishalich ba'aretz l'arka rachbak yuchat nena. Come, stroll through the land. Hishalich means a sort of constant animation, movement. So Rabbi Rochai says, "Al derech hapshat rotzak Kadosh Baruch Hu she'Avram machzik v'yatzak toishik to lezar me'ato." He wanted Avram to have a chazak on the land, to sort of express his ownership by walking through it. A person walking through land and surveying it and sort of that's a sign of ownership. Like imagine you give somebody a piece of land as a present and you point out the boundaries. He says, okay, go around and show your mastery over it. The word hishalech is something that is written in conjunction with wisdom. It speaks about Torah and wisdom that when you are going or walking or you know walking through it, it will guide you. It's something that's written only about great tzaddikim who are searching for wisdom like Noach, Noach and Avram. Olefish Avram hetik sichloi b'chipus ha'chochma b'madrega madrega. Because Avram kept going back and forth in searching out the chochmas from madrega to madrega, u'masiya nefesh ha'sichlis holoch v'nasoa basogis inya koilol ha'negbo, omolei Hashem yisbar kumis ha'alfarot kloima Na'nea tzur sichlecha bedrishas nimtzoyim ba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, start exploring Chachma. He said, Avram Avinu, and let's understand the metaphor correctly. When a person, our senses give us a certain feed in as to what things are on the surface. I see something, it's tall, it's short, it's red, it's black, soft, it's hard. Those are the things that I perceive. If I make no effort to see more, to understand more, whatever it is, then it stagnates, and this is sort of very, very static information. It's not chachma at all. Chachma requires that I begin to move my mind and ask myself, well, why is it that it's this particular color? What is it about the material that makes it so soft and resilient and whatever it is, and so on. So motion in this, just like physically, we have to stand in one place versus to move. So too in Chachma, we have moving versus standing in one place. The kilometzina sholach avram sa'ata arkevach v'shavah shepach. Amatzina sheyasho holach. Says, because you don't actually find on the physical level that Avram walked it. Hushakasev vayel Avram vayaveishiv. Al kol ponim ahiluch hazeh utnuas hamshasichlis vasheket haguf. So he says, the Rabbi Mechai says, adarabah. It means an active mind and a passive body. V'zeh vayel m'loshen eishiv aholim. Kidrishas hachachma tzarech tnuas hanefesh hasichlis vasheket haguf. Searching for wisdom needs an active mind and a calm body. Behevich mitzrach haguf, the opposite of haguf. Ten tzichin nienu haguf v'asheker hanefesh. A person who's daydreaming and, you know, kind of a person who's lost in thought is not. It doesn't do well in physical activity. It's a shlemah. It's not. You're always not gonna. We tell them, you know, stop thinking and start doing. So for a person, and that's why the Gemara says that Torah isn't loy b'shamayim. It says v'loy me'evayam, and so the Gemara says me'evayam. Those are seichrim that are doing business me'evayam. Now, if they mean to say simply that you don't find chachma by business people because they're busy all the time in their business, then that's obvious. I mean, if somebody is spending 20 hours a day in his business, he's not spending 20 hours a day in learning. So that's an obvious. So it's not only for socher, if you're over at Domo or whatever it is. Why, you know, meivayam, sechem tako meivayam. So I think the pshat is a person who sort of has this plot of land and he works it and takes his fruit and so on, that has a certain menucha. The person is not all over the place. And therefore, the person can use his mind to focus on the Torah. A person who is sort of ADD and is all over the place, he has a lot of nervous energy, and he's going me'ivayam. Me'ivayam implies a person is very, very driven to go out and to acquire stuff. That type doesn't allow for menuchas nefesh. The person is always busy, busy, busy mentally, emotionally. That's something that disrupts any type of steiging learning. So Yoshev HaHolim means the person has calmed his body, does not have many, many demands. So the L'chot Nena is, I will give you knowledge and wisdom to understand everything. I'd like to zero in on two words of his. When Rechaya says, I will give a das and chachma, what is the wisdom, what's knowledge? He doesn't say Torah, especially because Torah wasn't given to him as such, but he says, l'das mechusan emtsoim, to understand the essence of everything that exists. It's an echo of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon says everything he brought to Adam HaRishon, Adam HaRishon named it appropriately. If we're to ask ourselves, what is the ultimate in wisdom? And really, Torah is just an example of it. We would say as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a physical world with many physical things, and we can do a lot of research as physically how it works. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu but everything physical that's created has in itself a pnimius as to what's the purpose of its existence. What is its tachlis? What's there for? And when you have that type of understanding, then you really understand the essence of the Bria. When I understand what's the point of it, if I can just throw out an example, it's become very, very popular to say Pirkei Shira. You know, 5 years ago, no one even knew what it was. And then it became a skula, and it brings great yeshuas and everything, and it's amongst the many other things you say. But the point of Pirkei Shira is to understand the essence, the spiritual essence of every being on the planet. So if a control created cats or dogs or sheep, they have a certain message, a certain essence which express itself in the pasuk the same. Some of them are obvious, some of them are baffling. But be it as it may, that's real chachma. Real chachma is understanding not only the mechanics of it, but what its essence is. I guess we can also use this to understand a little bit science and Torah. Science is called chachma chitzonius. Chachma chitzonius means not that it's bad, but it means as follows. Imagine that I'm a factory and I manufacture product X. And I also do everything in-house, including boxing and wrapping. So a guy comes to me, the foreman, computer department comes and says, listen, we're turning out now laptops. I'm going to need boxes that are good for shipping them and so on and so forth. So I tell him, well, I need to see a computer first. He says, well, no, you make boxes. What's the difference? You're not making computers. I tell him, well the box is the exterior of the computer. It has to fit the computer. Buffer, whatever it is that it needs to do, but it's built around it. The chachma of how the animal works physically is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chachma, but it's the exterior of it. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted something out of a horse that he made a horse in a certain way, and everything about the horse contributes to that. And therefore, realizing the purpose of something will also is the final understanding of it. Many times, understanding the mechanics of it will help you understand its purpose. But the real chacham is always trying to understand the purpose. And that's what he says, L'das mechusanim tzoyim. That's how Adam, when he gave everything its name, he was omid on its tachlis. A horse can be used for meat. You know, people have eaten horses. Many people swear that all they get is horse meat, that all the butchers selling them is horse meat, but that's not what it was created for. It's a horse was created for the running, for the you know, for riding and so on. Okay, next piece. It says Malki Tzedek Melech Shalom Hotzi Lechem V'Yain Vu Kohen Le'el Elyon. He was a priest for the God on high. So Rav Chaim says the word Kohen means he is an attendant, he's a servant. So he says a Kohen is in many religions. So a priest appears in many religions. They all serve as some sort of divine being. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, El Yoyin. Well, that's Hazal Kohen Mamashayi, who was a Kohen in the Jewish sense of it. Well, Kach Mas Avro Maisa. So he had a Din Kahuna where the person was chosen, and he gave him Truma and so on. I would like to point out the possible difference between that. In the first Pshat, in both Pshatim, he was serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there's no question about. The question is, was he permanently that? The point of a Kohen that he gets Truma is his life is dedicated for it, and it's not just happens to be, well, it's my turn to do the temple service. This is me, and therefore I'm mechuyev to support him. Was there something like that or not? According to the second pshat, the answer is yes. He was a dedicated official at the temple, and that was his role. Okay, next one. The next one is a term used to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As Kone Shemayim Vares. It says, Vayevarcheh, Vayevarcheh, it said, Baruch Avram Lekel Olyon, Kone Shemayim Vares. The word Kone, in the most common usage, means to purchase. We certainly hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't purchase Shemayim Vares. It was at a fire sale somewhere or something, somebody's trying to get rid of one slightly used Shemayim Vares, guaranteed as is. What exactly does Konish Ayin V'Aretz mean? So the first pshat is Rabbeinu Bechaya. Konish Ayin V'Aretz, Ein lehavin kona mimocha, it doesn't mean to purchase. Al pirush kona zoch, v'loshan azal bar mekomos kona chaver, komos zoch ala atzmoy. V'loshan biya metzila chaver, kona chaver, ena kavon shekona ma'acha. The word kona can mean in possession of. So it doesn't mean to purchase, but it means he is the possessor, Ayin V'Aretz. V'da. Ki kol yesh kinyan. Ki ayin ena kinyan. Anything that has existence is called a kinyan. It's an entity and it's an asset. Ki ayin ena kinyan. Well, the fisher is baruch hotza olam yesh ma'ayin. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made to the world yesh ma'ayin, hiske akosav lashon kinyan, konish ayin v'aretz. So the pasuk used the word kinyan as konish ayin v'aretz. V'im kein bir milas koina shesom oison the Yisrael. So the word kona is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it for Klal Yisrael. Avo b'reishis rabo nira shevino chachom milas koina kipshuta shekona me'acha. But b'reishis rabo, it does seem as if the word kona means acquired from someone, not possession, but acquisition. What does that mean? Vuachoma rishashen barako, ushadoskan shayin v'aretz mimi konan, kadein de oma planya eno yor saroi lo yor, bitmiya. So, Chazal over here used the following analogy, kind of very strange. It says, Kon shayin v'aretz, from who did he purchase it? So the Gemara says, it's like when someone says that this person's eyes are nice. Does it mean that his hair is not nice? Where are they coming from? What does it mean? Ubiya ze. Kimima sheshavach shibeach zei naim lo tov mizeh shein saru noya. Kikula noya. And the fact that he's praising the eyes, we don't have to mean that his hair is not nice. Avo lebo sipa shavach mashay medabah. Since I'm talking, I ask him, what are his eyes like? I say his eyes are very nice. So because in the context we're dealing with the eyes, I express about the eyes. V'chein b'briyas ha'olam, k'shoyme sh'koyne, sh'kone ma'choyme, le'tovin sh'ay se'choyme kadme yatsa mitchila. Yama choyme mechodesh bo, v'chod sh'me ayin. So Chazal say like this, the world itself, and this is a point that many Rishonim say, the world itself was created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in two stages. He created Yesh Me'ayin, but that first material was basically amorphous material. It didn't look at all like the material we have. It was just a soup of whatever. And then from that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the word Kona, just like when you purchase something or you acquire something, there's a transition from point A to point B. He had it first, and now I have it. Creation also went, there was stage one of Choma Yuli, and stage two, where there was a specific Homer. And therefore, so it doesn't mean that only this was Yesh Ma'ayin, but the second one is also. Now let's talk about this a little bit, because this is a point Ramban makes in Brachos, and it's a very fascinating point. Rashi says it, also alludes it. Rashi says, Melamed, that everything was created the first day, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was motzi it each day, as so the asavim were there, and sheretz was there, and everything was there under the ground, and it surfaced to the top. As science begins to explore the world, they sort of see that the world has an amorphous beginning, and then shape and form and things like that move things into a much more specific type of, you know, all matter can be protons, electrons, and then protons, electrons become specific elements, and so on. So really, the Brias Olam was a two-stage event. Now, why did it have to be that way? Why can't controls create everything Yesh Ma'ayin? So, I don't know a clear answer. The Maral says, he asks a question. He says the philosophers were bothered with the following question. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one, How could he create a world of many? How can you have different types coming from one? If true unity, if it's true unity, then you should only be able to have one. So Morel answers the following way. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created only one entity, but that entity that was created, by virtue of the fact that it was created, could now take on many shapes. So there was a certain Chomer Hiyuli, there was a certain primal material, and that became very, very specific material. I think this idea, as it's, the Rabban says it and others, this might very well be a helpful understanding of some of the stuff that science comes up with, where you have previous stages and so on. We believe it happened together. We believe that was like the Bria happened in two stages in a short time frame. But at least the concept that the world is in stages is already written into the Torah. One more sfarna of the explains Kodesh Shemayim Varetz. Shemayim Varetz him kinyan lo lasmutzono. They are his in the sense that his desires and his goals, the world is bound to him to realize it. Ki einolam siva tivis nechosik sasva amerke. Elu pol vetzono lehem o pol vetzono. When something happens to be incidental, when I'm incidental to a process, I can't say that I have the bilus on the end of it, because I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, and this happened through me. I delivered the package. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world b'ritzono, and therefore they are an expression of his ratzon, and therefore he has the right to demand of it that it expresses ratzon, because at the end of the day, that's all it is. Okay, I think we'll hold it here.